John Elway came out swinging today in his defense when it came to the Broncos interview with Brian Flores. And that's, he said, excuse me, we interviewed a candidate the night before, and I believe, he didn't say this, but I believe that candidate they interviewed the night before in Denver was Mike Munchak. Okay? And we then, at Brian Flores' request, because the Patriots win the playoffs, we flew to Providence overnight. And we interviewed him at 7:30 in the morning at his request. So they did everything Brian Flores asked them to do. So he was part of the process and what's going on. They made the extra effort to go to him and interview him after taking an overnight flight from Denver. That bears some watching here as to what's going on. Because, again, there's two sides to everything. How much what Brian Flores is saying, you know, what he thinks. And obviously Elway came out today and said, are you kidding me? He says, we went to him.
Yeah, good for him for making those comments.
Now, let's go all the way back. This all the root of all this is the Miami Dolphins. Okay? We said one. We said it right away. What are they firing him for? That made no sense. It made no sense. And these allegations about tanking. The question I have is going to be, if does this play out in such a way? Does this play out in such a way where Roger Goodell has to take the role of Adam Silver and treat Stephen Ross and get him out the way Adam Silver played a role in getting Donald Sterling out in Los Angeles with the Clippers? I'm only bringing that up because it's something that in the end you have to wonder if that is a solution here.
That is very, very interesting.
That's why I'm on the show.
I personally would like to see it happen because I think Stephen Ross is bad for the NFL.
And he's the one that's deeply connected with the University of Michigan and with Harbaugh. It's one of the reasons that people think he won't hire Harbaugh is he doesn't want him to leave Michigan to, and take him away. I don't know.